Today I'm reading from Salvation Blues by Rodney Jones. A History of Speech. That night, my sophomore date wanted kisses. I talked instead of the torn ligaments in my ankle, crutches, and ace bandages, parading like any arthritic the exotic paraphernalia of my suffering, and that failing went further, bobbing in the thesaurus of pain, the iron lung, the burn, torture with water and bamboo. She twisted a frosted curl around one finger. It was then she touched the skin along my neck. It was then I noticed for the first time the strange wing beating in my mouth, and kissed her in a kind of flight that plummeted and searched for branches. Ah, but Tahiti of 1,000 Tahitis! Among the suckling cars of the drive-in, trays of pomegranates, lingerie of surf. Days I hurled papers onto the porches of invalids. June nights I only had to open my mouth. Out came a flock of multicolored birds, birds of all denominations and nationalities, birds of nostalgia, the golden birds of Yeats, birds trained in the reconnaissance of exclusive buttons. Before I knew it, I was 22. I was whispering into the ear of Mary, the mother of Jesus. I was dreaming in two languages I did not understand. I was sitting in the bar of the Cotton Lounge, railing against George Wallace, when the fist rang in my stomach and I looked up to a truck driver shouting down at me, "Talk too much! Talk too much!" into greasy footprint, linoleum, stinking of beer, the thigh of that woman rising to leave. Talk too much and understand I'm not to blame for this insignificant, this inflation in the currency of language. Listen, whenever I hurt, the words turned their heads. Whenever I loved too much, they croaked and hopped away. At my luckiest, I'm only saying the grace. The hungry endure because they're polite. Learning speech, Demosthenes put pebbles in his mouth, but my voice is haunted by softer things. That is A History of Speech by Rodney Jones from Salvation Blues, read by Victor Enns.